I'm not quite ready yet. You know, we're going to have some of first before we get started.
What are you going to have some of first?
D's nuts.
Are those D's gourmet nuts?
I'm big into cashews these days. Did I tell you about my work cashews? My bag of cashews that I keep at work for when I need a little snack?
It sounded like you just told me about them, that it's a big bag of cashews.
I don't know. Maybe there's a detail about these cashews that you haven't asked me about.
Are they like jalapeno flavored or something?
Pizza.
Pizza flavored cashews?
Yeah, they less than the sum of its parts, I'll say.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Howdy, y'all, and welcome to episode 669 of the Brews Day Tuesday podcast. With us, as always, is Sam Ginsberg and your host, Tyler Rybland.
Fuck, I hate how good that was. I was like, I know. I was like, watch him put a thumb on his ass. Like, he's going to look so dumb with it. But no, fucking nailed it. Fucking nailed it. Yep. It's infuriating.
Yep. What a bummer. What a bummer. Huge bummer.
Sorry, guys.
Always a bummer when somebody does something good on this show. Oh, tragic.
Really goes against kind of the core tenet of the program.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, welcome back, everyone. Zach is here, obviously, just did a stunning cowboy entry, and also probably brought a stunning beer on, I assume.
Well, we'll find out. I brought a Peachy Pipe Dream from Four Hands Brewing. They're in St. Louis, and this is 4.5% ABV. It's a wheat beer with peach. And we're going to see how it goes. That looks like a wheat beer. That's a good start. It wasn't just like a pile of small peaches that fell out of here.
Yeah. Just a bunch of Cheerios and sliced peaches.
Yeah, exactly. Incredibly cloudy. This would be a go-to-the-doctor type deal. The color we're not allowed to say.
We're supposed to go to the doctor for that? Oh no.
This cloudy? You gotta, yeah, you gotta go, bud. Completely cloudy. It's almost like it lightens up the lower down you get. Like, it seems like there's something maybe like more buoyant particulates in here somewhere. But it goes from like almost a white up to like a dark, almost brown, but not quite.
Yeah.
Standard piss is what we're talking about.
Standard piss kind of spectrum here. It definitely smells like peaches. Peaches on the nose.
I like fruited wheat beers most of the time.
Oh yeah. It's a beautiful summer day here. It is absolutely incredible outside. I wanted something just nice and summery. And this is doing the job okay. If you were to be like, did that taste like peach? Or you got a gun at my head, you're like Jack Bowering me. I guess it does. But I don't know that really, it doesn't feel like it does a whole lot. I would have liked that to be maybe peachier, but that's fine. It's a wheat beer. It's got a little bit of bitterness that kind of gets cut with sort of like a peach skin taste. It's kind of more kind of what comes in here.
Got to get that peach skin.
Not terrible.
Okay, all right. I have Hitachino Nest's Red Rice Lager. Or excuse me, no, it's Red Rice Ale. It says it right there, Red Rice Ale. Excuse me, everybody.
Why, those are different concepts.
Yes, they sure are. That's why I had to quickly correct myself. This is a Red Rice Ale from Hitachino Nest. It's 7% ABV. It's kind of a dark amber, not much head, similarly sized bubbles. It smells a little, I don't know, a little bit like maybe like a faintly of cherry blossoms or something. I don't know. It could just be all the Japanese all over the. Maybe it's my secret weeb, undercover weeb coming out. I don't know. But
I don't know if that made the intro, so you might just seem like you're being weird out of nowhere.
Yeah, this is nice. I don't really know. There's not a whole lot of carbonation in it. It has some sort of like fruity undertaste to me. I don't know if it's like cherry or plum, something like that. But it's nice. I wouldn't really know that it was 7%. I probably would guess like 5.5 or something. I mean, 7 isn't crazy, but you know, yeah, pretty good.
It used to be.
Samuel. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So, theoretically, I'm supposed to open this bottle of beer using a different bottle of beer. The idea being kind of in the same way as you would with, we've discussed a lighter or a door jam or that sort of thing, kind of just leveraging it. But the thing is, I work too hard and spend too much money on beer to risk not one, but two beers on seeing if I can open a beer with another beer. I'm not doing that. I'm going to use a bottle opener instead.
Wow.
So my content that I refuse to do the thing that the book told me to do. Because
it sounds... I was on too.
Did I?
I forget what it was. But
was he not
stupid.
Allowed?
No, I think he was allowed. I think you just thought it was dumb and a waste of time.
Was it a wad of paper? Because I tried with a wad of paper and that shit did not work at all.
No, it didn't even make sense.
Oh,
man.
This is Giant Jones Brewing Company Barrel Aged Quad, a collaboration with State Line Distillery.
Appellation.
Belgian style ale. Ancient rum barrels. I don't care about rum. That's not a selling point for me.
I want it to be aged in rum barrels because rum barrels were port barrels. Because like they use different barrels for rum too. Like you can just really confuse the shit out of somebody.
That's true.
There probably are some barrels that have just been like passed around. Strange. Just like, yeah, today your gin. Calm down. And, like, you can kind of stack, like, it's a gin barrel now because it was a gin barrel yesterday. And tomorrow we'll give it to somebody else as, I guess, probably not bourbon. Because I think bourbon is always a virgin barrel. But whiskey barrel or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, who cares? Smells like booze.
Big ol' swig.
Wow, that is so rich. That is so rich and like booze stanky. I think it's doing what it's supposed to do, but rarely do I taste a beer and go, that tastes like the malts that make your beer taste like alcohol. But I recognize these from specifically when we made a Wee Heavy back in the day, being like, oh, these malts? These are the get you fucked up malts. And those are in here, and I can taste them quite strongly.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, that's a big beer. Big beer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's jump into our big articles. Let's just get out of the way. You know, Zach's here. We got to do a BrewDog article. Got to do it.
Hell yeah.
BBC.com. Investors doubt.
Whoa.
Yes, yes. Investors doubt BrewDog founder's shares pledge for new beer brand. James Watt, who is one of the guys behind failed company BrewDog, is working on a second venture called Second Best. It's another beer company. And he says that he's going to allocate up to 19.3% of the shares of this company to people who had previously lost their asses in the Equity for Punks scheme from his first beer brand. So basically he's like, if you had Equity for Punks stuff, like just show us the docs and we will give you the same amount in stock for this new brand. Yes, Sam, go ahead.
I'm trying to figure out how this is a scam. Because I don't trust this dude fucking at all. Like, this seems like maybe a little bit of a tepid make-right situation, but it seems like a make right situation. But also, I don't trust this guy, and it feels like a little bit of a Lucy football.
Okay. Zach?
I was just reading the article of what happened with the previous scam, where people he basically sold more or less BrewDog shares publicly. For people, and raised a shit ton of money. Raised 75 million pounds doing that. And then eventually, basically through a series of other backers investing in the company later, they did not get preferential buyout when BrewDog was chopped up. I just can't imagine being like, just because the last thing I did lost you a bunch of money, I'll give you free ins on this one. It's just like, I mean, I guess it's free. Like, you already spent the money. Like, you might as well, I guess.
Yes.
But
I just am worried that he's going to be like, it's free with purchase of 1,000 shares or something.
I just don't know how much.
There's nothing to indicate that in the article at all. It's just purely me not liking this guy. I don't trust this fucking guy at all.
It doesn't.
So that's what I'm assuming is happening.
It doesn't help that he looks like one of the thumb minions from Spy Kids. You know, I think you both make good points though. Like Sam, I think the kind of Lucy football thing, it's like you already failed at running one beer brand. Like, why should I trust you at running another one? But also, like Zach said, if it's truly free, like you may as well do it. You know, it's not like you're going to lose any more money, but that's only if it's actually free.
I think it's crazy that the BBC, who editorializes quite a bit, is literally wrote this sentence. Gareth Fitzgerald, who spent $1,000 on BrewDog shares, said he would sign up for the new scheme. Like, they're calling it a scheme in the article, which had, like, the most negative connotation I've ever heard. Like, it's crazy to me that they're allowed to even call it that. They're like, yeah, it's a scheme.
Investors look to get pranked a second time.
Sick of not being pantsed recently, Gareth Fitzgerald.
And you know Gareth Fitzgerald is wearing the classic white boxers with pink hearts. Because he wants everybody to see.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It boggles my mind that he's able to launch a second beer company.
That'd be Saudi money.
Yeah, it's just crazy. I don't know,
right? The only thing more insane would be if someone had 50 failed businesses and then got elected to the presidency twice.
Yeah, that would, what a world.
This guy, what you're saying, this guy should just run for prime minister instead. just make a horrible politic run. It's crazy to me that, like you said, like, he literally tried this already and totally failed. Like, what did you learn last time you fucked this up to where, like, you're gonna possibly do this with, like, fewer resources now?
I mean, definitely the problem was they overexpanded before they had a quality product. They had backing before a quality product. They should have done a shitload more R&D. And maybe this guy has learned the lesson. I fucking doubt it. But
last year, he was making that shitty beer. He didn't learn fuck. He didn't need the time for research and develop.
Yeah, what reflection time has he really had?
Honestly, he's probably just been, like, in Eastern Europe getting handjob massages for 6 months. And then he came back and was like, all right, ready to get back to work. Making bad beer badly.
Oh, my God. When we were in Scotland, we had whatever they said was the best beer in Scotland, and it was dog shit. Like, I've given better beers on this podcast, like, a 6.5. Like, the best beer has gone. I was like, really? Really? So it wouldn't shock me if this guy could make something. Like, you guys probably made something in college that could be the best beer in Scotland. It is insane how bad the beer in the UK is.
Should we start mass producing Adamson's Oats?
Yeah.
A beer which, even for our standards, was not great.
That's nice. True. We can do, yeah, whatever. I mean, you can't be 100% all the time, you know? You got to have some stinkers out there.
Sometimes you're 0% all the time.
That's right.
50%.
Who knows? I don't know. I guess I don't even hope that these people get their money back. I don't even hope these people get their money back. Because, like, what were you doing investing in BrewDog, you idiots?
Right. Who does that? Just invest in an index fund. You don't know what you're doing.
Truly. Truly. Yes. Yeah. I don't know, man.
Crazy. £1,000 in BrewDog is crazy work. Yeah.
But also,
they get taken for a ride because they thought they were betting on a sure thing and they were betting on a lame duck. Yeah. And they shouldn't be rewarded for taking a huge risk poorly.
I mean, the UK should be crushing. Like, people are drunk. Yeah. Get a stadium deal. Just get one stadium deal. It's all you need to do.
I to Sam's point, like, investing involves the risk of loss, you know? And it doesn't sound like these guys, this wasn't like an Enron situation in which they were like stealing money. They just,
business just failed. Sucked.
Yeah. So like that happens sometimes. Deal with it.
I think I'm taking the approach of the BBC where, like, I guess it's good. I guess it's good that this guy's giving people a chance to, like, get in again and, like, not fuck them over. But, like, and there's not really any risk to them because the money's gone. But, like, it does feel like probably a scheme because why would he do that? Like, why would he suddenly – clearly hasn't grown a conscience. You can tell by the look in his eyes and the way his goatee is shaped. Like, he looks like an old 1950s devil.
Yeah.
If ever there was an advertisement for phrenology being real, this guy's head does not look trustworthy.
He looks like a psychic that would show up in an episode of The Boys. Like, it's just like, he's like a TV psychic. Like, I don't like the way he looks. I just don't like him. I look at him, look at my body is reacting like he's a predator. Like, I just don't, I mean, it's setting off some weird instinct in my body. If I was a woman, I would start gripping, like, my keys really in between my knuckles if I saw him.
Yeah, for the key punch, totally.
Yeah, for the Wolverine punch. Which I'm like, that's awesome that you guys get to do that. And they're talking about art privilege.
You can do it. Nobody's stopping you.
I definitely have held my keys that way. I've never needed to unleash them on anybody, but I've been fucking ready.
Just practicing.
Sam's walking the mean streets.
Yeah.
Tyler, if we were going to be sponsored by, like, Arsenal Football Club, we need to, one of our Swag Factory brews is their new house brew. What should they be selling? What should we be getting up to 50 gallons a week on tap?
That's tough because, again, this is the UK, so we can't do anything actually good.
I think Rangers or something, but that's all right. Because they're in Scotland, right?
Scotland's part of the UK, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
but Scotland's not going to like Arsenal. I'm going to get a Scottish brewery doing Arsenal games.
I just picked a UK soccer team. I don't care. None of this matters.
Zach loves West Ham. Don't you be talking bad about his Hammers.
Dude, the Hammers just got relegated today.
See,
since Premier League we're talking about. We're not talking about Premier League proper.
Are you kidding me, dude? That was like 2 days ago.
No, wasn't it yesterday or today? Tottenham just lost.
Yes, 2 days ago. Tottenham just Sunday. Won. Two days ago on Sunday. Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't know. Maybe
Mountain Brew?
I mean,
Well,
Mountain Brew, yeah, I was gonna say maybe Mountain Brew because, like, Skooma was also very good, but that was a triple, and that might be too much for them.
You'd have to sell it like a luxury good. I think you could do it, but it would have to come in like a really small container that was like $20 more. You know what I mean? Like, you'd market that
Skooma lends itself to that if we can Bethesda, the video game company, to sign off on the rights.
Sign off. I don't know. Ishin for a Michin might not be bad. I feel like that's a pretty middle of the road beer.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, a Hefeweizen. Yeah. I don't know.
You do three of the greatest hits, and you mass produce just those until you build up enough capital to have, like add one beer at a time to the rotation, yeah. I feel like. Like, really figure
and
out.
And then once
what
people start
do.
Liking us, is when we do a huge rug pull.
That's when we
make a shitload of money and then start another brewery.
Guys, if you fell for our crypto rug pull, you're going to love our new decentralized currency carpet tug. Man,
speaking of, how did fucking Matt Damon get away with that? Nobody's mad at Matt Damon for that commercial?
He was just in a commercial.
Because crypto commercials are all over the place. Like, people don't have enough energy to be mad at all of these people doing all of these bad things.
I'm more mad at Serena Williams for doing a GLP-1 commercial. I just don't like celebrities being like a medication commercial. We're like, do this drug. And you're like, what the fuck? Also, you're a world-class athlete.
Also,
like,
you have the perfect body. Stop advertising changing your body.
You're the worst person in the world to be like, don't worry, just like me, you cannot have any discipline. I'm like, excuse me, you climb to the top of an athletic field? I think you have way more discipline than me. I don't believe you that this works.
Arguably GOAT status, but yeah, it's tricky sometimes.
You might be thinking of Serena Williams.
Oh, no, you're right.
Williams
I am.
Is the,
I am.
The other one, who is still pretty good at doubles and stuff, because she was with the other one.
Well, GOAT of Little Sisters, I guess.
I would agree with that. But it's just one of those, it'd be like if Chris Hemsworth was like, here's a handsome pill, it'll really work, trust me. I'm like, you haven't fucking taken it. You've been handsome the whole time. Give me fucking Paul Giamatti after he was handsome. It's me, Paul Giamatti. I'm handsome now. I'm like, oh my God, he's handsome. That shit
but
works
like he's
crazy.
Getting a lap dance from a sexy lady, and you're like, wait a minute, is this working?
Like those Rob Lowe for Atkins commercials.
Right. You weren't fat ever. You were a fat guy. Oh, what? He's fat still because he's just eating bacon all fucking day and his diet makes no goddamn sense? Great. I think that was a Russian psyop to try to kill people. I think they were like, if this takes off, they'll all fucking die in 30 years.
I'd die happy, though.
Mm-hmm. You're on the Atkins diet. You just don't know it.
Yeah, it was Emily's birthday recently, and she elected to get barbecue as her birthday dinner, so I've just been eating a lot of quality meat lately, and I'm like,
nice. Oh, yeah.
You know what I love? Quality meat.
Yeah, that's it.
So does Emily, which is why she has to get it once a year on her birthday.
If she's lucky.
Her birthday sucks, though. She's got to wrap it in foil for 12 hours and burn himself on the grill.
I'll take what I can get, man.
Yeah, whatever you want, baby.
Oh, brother. Other than making really good takes about celebrities advertising on stuff, what have you been up to, Zach?
Let's see. Went to a nice cookout. Just starting to actually, like, I feel safe and secure that the weather is not going to turn on me. Like, finally, it's not going to snow next week. So I'm feeling pretty good about that. That's like a load of anxiety off my mind.
Was that like a Memorial Day type cookout thing?
Yeah. We did that like the Friday.
Rained man, like
yesterday. I went for a little walk with a hoodie, and 2 hours later, I had to change into shorts to go for a little walk. You can't be trusted, Wisconsin. I hate you.
Today was a snow globe day for me. I could be trapped in a snow globe like this easily and forever. Like if it was just exactly like today. Today was like one of my perfect days. It was so nice out. Let's see. I don't know. We have been hanging out with. We had been trying to hang out with a couple to get couple friends, and we went bowling with them. And then,
for the record, haven't gotten the call.
You're okay. I'm just saying.
You've got kids. Yeah, you've got kids.
Yeah, you're kind of inherently out a little bit.
I'm better at bowling than whoever the fuck you were bowling with. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, we slapped him around pretty good. We slapped him around. But like 2 days after we went bowling, they were like, we're getting divorced. And I was like, oh my God.
Fuck.
We were too good at bowling. We fucking ruined their marriage.
Oh man. I didn't even realize we're fucking killing these guys at the couples game. I gotta step up and put up my dukes, but I already beat them.
Yeah, you're good. You're still married.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, fuck. And I was so selfishly upset. I was like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with my wife when we want to go out and talk to other people as well? What am I supposed to do now? We had put all this groundwork. It felt like a big waste of time. I was like, you guys can't commit to anything. This is your problem. This is why you guys are getting divorced.
Why would they go bowling 2 days before they got divorced?
Right. They were so close to getting divorced.
My headcanon is
on the drive home, he was like, I guess I should have put up the bumpers for you. And she was like, that's it!
And she threw his car into a wall, and then they got divorced after.
Yeah.
I have the scoop. And as long as we're keeping it anon, it's fine. Basically, the way I heard it from one of the parties we took contact with.
We'll call them Mario and Peach.
So what I heard from Peach here was that basically a couple days after, Mario woke up and said, I had a dream where we weren't married. And Peach was like, okay. And he was like, I kinda liked it.
Jesus Christ, Mario.
Right. It felt like not a whole lot of thought was put into this decision. And
so this feels like Mario has been for 6 months being like, how do I divorce this bitch? His opening salvo was, what if I pretend I had a dream?
Well, that works in the Bible. It works for everybody in the Bible.
What the actual fuck? And she was just like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm along with that.
I think she was like, what the fuck? Are you kidding me? And then he was like a big dick about it. And she was like, okay, fuck it, I guess. Like,
so obviously we're getting a very localized version of the story, but it's getting pretty easy to pick a side here.
It has been pretty easy. Yeah, man. It's been pretty easy. Pretty easy situation all around. Every anecdote that Peach tells us about the marriage the whole time, I'm like, Jesus Christ, what a fucking idiot. It seems like the guy's just being an idiot and then eventually blew up his own spot.
This is so weird to me. My jimmies are rustled. I don't even know what to say. I don't know how to comprehend what you're telling me.
Well, let's talk about, just to freshen it up, get a little lighter. I don't know if you guys have had this experience, as we've all been in boring heterosexual couples for a while now.
I'm not in a heterosexual couple. I'm heterosexual. Becca's not.
But she's doing it with you. She's doing straight with you.
That's true.
That's all we get. That's all, I guess that's kind of, you know what I mean? Like, practically.
Okay. Do you guys ever have this thing with another couple where you're like, they should be our couple friends, but they're too cool for us? And it's like, kind of like, when you think about in college, you have your like reach school and your safety school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a reach couple and we couldn't land them.
That's hilarious.
No, they were our safety couple and we kind of left them by the wayside because they got annoying. Dan and Ann.
Oh, they were cool. They were really nice.
So cool. So cool.
I don't think Beck and I have ever tried to make like a couple friends because we don't like anybody in the entire state where we live. So there's that. But
we'd be couple friends with you.
What?
We'd be couple friends with you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. I think in Wisconsin it'd probably be a little bit different because we already know some folks. But Becca had some like work friends, kind of, I guess, and we like went over to barbecue at their house a couple times, but like we don't really have anything in common, you know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mitch and Kathy like to go out to trivia. I don't know what type of a drive we're looking at there, but you can probably make it.
Yeah, it's probably only 3 hours. It's not that bad, honestly. Relatively,
bakers can't be choosers.
That's very true. But I like to hear another story about how your anxiety keeps you from doing things. That's fun.
Yeah, I was worried when we went out with them that I was going to cheat on my wife. And so that was a big stressor the whole time we were out, Sam. I'm sure you can relate to that.
That was great on multiple levels. I liked the guest appearance. I liked that Sam doesn't remember that he got worried about, he's constantly worried about cheating on his wife.
Oh, I'm constantly worried about everything I could ever be worried about. Don't worry.
It's apparently it's a pervasive low hum throughout his entire day, and he kind of just doesn't hear it anymore.
Yeah, dude, I have brain problems. Like, that's not news.
Yeah.
You know what, Sam, what you should do is you should look up stories of people cheating so you can get the dopamine rush of not having cheated.
Yeah, you should do that.
Yeah, that's a thing I should start doing.
I can't do that. But yeah, so like you said, it was frustrating having we had a good time. I thought we had a good time. And then there was an undercurrent of tension, and it made me realize I would get murdered so easily in a thriller movie where there's dramatic tension. I didn't pick up on anything. I was like, we're just having a good time. And then we were just bowling and chilling out.
Oh yeah,
But
well,
and then
because you would be the teen that has premarital sex, which
hell
is
yeah.
it's gonna get you stabbed quick. Not as quick as being black, but it will get you stabbed quite
Second
quickly.
quickest,
Number
it's the
two,
second
number
quickest.
two,
It's the
second
yeah.
best. Yep. So Zach, I think you're off the hook here though, because the tension was only coming from one member of the party.
It's true.
Mario
It's
was the
true.
only tense person. Nobody else knew about the tension until it was revealed in a dream.
That's a good point. Yeah, so that was fucking nuts,
That's so bizarre.
but yeah, so
Was there any
we're
chance that
still friends
either
with
of them
Peach.
would like to come on this podcast?
Peach might. I don't know what kind of show that would be. It'd be a very chaotic show.
I don't think I can be on that one because
It's
I
been a
would have.
long time since we had a ladies' night episode.
Yeah, that's true.
What I can tell
Get
you is that your wife would not have
marry Emily and this random
fun.
individual and just make them have a conversation. Mary will do a
I
great
just.
job. That's all I know for sure.
I was talking
Yeah.
actually with Peach the other day because she was at the cookout we were at. And she said the thing I've never, I think, disagreed more firmly with someone in my life, more immediately known that I disagreed with what they were saying than this thing she said that was completely not political and not important at all. But she was basically talking about a romance book she read where a girl cried in a guy's lap, and she was like, I'd like to do that. And she was like, do you think guys would like that? I went, no. No one I know would like a woman to cry with their head in a guy's lap. I'm like, if you're going down there, it's for pleasure. It's not for business. We're not doing that. I don't want to see anyone cry ever, to be honest. I really don't like it. I just really don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable.
This is such a fascinating episode from so many different angles.
I like to cry
What a
the way a cat
revelation.
dies. I like to curl under a porch completely alone and just let it out. I'm not gonna do a public thing.
What a
I
man you are, Zach.
you
I
sound
compared
like a
myself to a cat.
sociopath, dude. Like I'm just like
I know what it sounds like. I just don't like it. I don't know. It gives me a bad
so funny.
emotion. It gives me a bad emotion. My sociopath. It's
Somehow,
boring to me. It
some
gives me a
way,
bad
I'm
feeling.
able to comfort a woman without trying to turn it into sex.
Don't
That's
people put
just,
your hand on my
I
lap.
guess
Oh,
I'm gay. Because
just
I can
saying.
maybe give someone a hug and say some nice words and not try and put it in her.
I'm not saying it was too erotic for me. I'm saying that I
Yeah.
don't like the
He doesn't
proximity
want
to me
sadness
crying.
near his wiener. He doesn't want a sad wiener. He
This
only
is an
wants
amusement
happiness near
park.
his
It's
wiener.
not a
Yeah,
funeral home. I want, yeah,
that's
it's a
right.
happy
You know
environment.
what? Okay, I can understand that a little bit. I can understand that a little bit. I still
Also, just
think you being
in general, it's like penis aside, in general, the emotional intimacy for someone to cry physically on top of me, I don't like. I don't like not being able to leave the situation.
Yeah, see, that's the part that gives me pause when you're like, seeing other people's emotions gives me the ick.
Sad.
Like,
Being other
oh.
people sad gives me the ick. And other emotions
Yeah.
are fine. I just feel uncomfortable and bad.
Like rabbits did you skin as a child is all I'm
How many
asking.
is too many? I don't know. You can't really count when you do these things. You just
He's
do
too
it to
busy
pass the
wetting the
time.
bed and setting fires to kill little
I'm too
animals.
busy choking mannequins that look like my mom. Okay, I don't know how many rabbits I skin.
Oh man. Okay. Wow, we've done a lot of off the rails chatting here. We haven't even gotten to our other Let's just blast them out. So from thekitchen.com, the oldest bar in every state. This article is stupid. It's a listicle. And I'm frozen, so I'll just stop for a second.
I can still hear you. I can still hear you. If you can hear me, I can still hear you. So Zach, we're hearing each other, but he doesn't know that we're here.
He doesn't know, I guess.
We'll just move on without him. So Alabama,
Wisconsin,
T.P. Krockmeyer's. I'm sure there will be at most like 10 or 12 of these, because I don't know how many states there are, but it can't be more than 10 or 12, right?
It's not a as I was saying, it's not a very good. It's like a listicle. But the only reason I picked it is because the one in Vermont is actually in my hometown. It's Ye Old Tavern, which I didn't realize was the oldest bar in the state. They did say it was old, but they didn't say Ye Oldest Tavern. So that's why I got confused. But it's also where I jacked the flag that's currently now on my wall, which is just kind of funny to me.
Oh yeah, you stole a flag from the oldest bar in your state?
Big time.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So that's just kind of funny to me. I don't know. Let's see. What's the Wisconsin one? Are you familiar with the Wisconsin one?
The legendary Monarch Public House, which I've never heard of. But this does remind me of a thing, which was a Reddit listicle I saw earlier this week that's like the top 25 bars that can be associated with like colleges with good sports teams.
Mm-hmm.
And so UW had an entry. Do you want to take a guess, Zach?
Is it a bar associated with UW?
Yeah.
Gonna suck.
And listed as kind of prestigious.
Not prestigious. It would be an embarrassing... I feel like the nitty-gritty would be an embarrassing thing for them to put in the article.
Worse.
Prestigious.
Go worse.
It's worse than that.
Dig down.
Like Jordan's Big Ten Pub.
Well, I haven't heard of that, so I guess maybe up from there.
What was it?
Wando's.
Oh, Wando sucks. Oh man. Okay, so if you're not from here, Wando's is basically a three-story bar on our big like downtown bar street. And it kind of makes sense because it's a very college bar, and that everyone in there is underage constantly. Like they got busted this past summer. Or because like basically once every few months the police will just destroy one bar and then like as a warning to the other ones. They got Wando's this time, and Wando's basically has like a firefighter allowed capacity of like 300 people. They removed like 320 underage drinkers from Wando's. Like, everyone in there who was underage was too many people for the bar to have in it. Like, it's such a fucking nightmare. And like, you can just imagine being a 22-year-old in Wando's. I went to Wando's right when I started work. When I moved here, I was like 23. I went to Wando's a couple times. I just imagine everyone fleeing the bar and looking around, and it's like me and like a 50-year-old man, like sitting at the bar, just like, what the fuck just happened? Like, Wando's has a fishbowl drink, and like a fishbowl is blue. It's got like a million straws in it. They do a bacon
night.
Looks
like Windex.
It looks like Windex, like Windex blue. And then they have a bacon night where you can get like bacon for like a dollar and like a little tiny beer.
And it's like just across the street from Vintage, which is not perfect, but higher quality in every way, in my opinion.
We met Wando. I've met him. He's a real guy.
Is he a huge piece of shit?
So he obviously, yeah. I don't know him personally, but I assume that he is based on the way that he is and the business he runs. He came over to talk to the young women at the table with me. And was chatting with them, and then he like offered his phone number out and then like said it out loud, and my roommate at the time, who was like, he was like, uh-huh, he was like on that side of the table, he had his phone out.
Are we talking about Gerber?
Yeah. Oh yeah. So I was like, Hell yeah, fun. Gerber's getting Wando's phone number. This is gonna be sick. We're gonna call Wando up for favors. And then we were walking home, and I was like, dude, I'm so stoked we got Wando's phone number. He was like, I didn't fucking write that down. I was just pretending. I was like, why? It's just as much work as doing it.
Oh, no, he's God. Totally right, because Wando just wants to fuck younger ladies.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, yeah, obviously.
Gerber, a lovely man, not...
He's really nice.
Not what this dude is after.
No, he couldn't. He if he could have only told them, he would have. He would have turned his voice off for me and Gerber if that was physically possible. But I was like, let's take advantage of this. Let's just start bothering this guy till he blocks.
Exactly.
Us.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, let us in, dude. Give us like 3 fish bowls for free. And he's like, you're 30. You can't have 3 fish bowls. You'll die. The sugar will kill you.
The last time I went to Wando's, it was for Roach's girlfriend's now wife at the time, 21st birthday.
Hell yeah.
And they were like, let's go crazy party. And I kind of, they got some fish bowls, and I kind of scooched one fish bowl over to be my own fish bowl. And it's like supposed to serve 6 or whatever. And I was like, I'm going to need this. And I'm really not sure why, but I don't remember anything else that happened that evening.
Incredible.
Well, what is fucking rules? Oh, we're talking about this bar article. What is it?
We don't need
to. It's iconic in that, like, it's got a big sign out front, like. But what a big shithole Wanda's is. I think everyone in their early 20s or like late teens should have a shithole bar that they go to. I think that's like a beautiful part of life, and I think you should grow up to hate it. I think that is a normal part of growing up as well.
Well,
so no shade to the children of Wisconsin.
Talking about iconic shitty things, our last article, WSBTV.com, Schlitz beer ending production after 177 years. I honestly thought Schlitz had been gone since like the 70s.
Dude,
me
too.
Movie brand beer. Like right after cigarettes or whatever. It's crazy because like you learn like Schlitz was like the Bud Light of like the 70s was Schlitz. Like it was the American.
It was beer.
It really does feel like a fumbled bag.
Yeah,
I don't have any context for it.
You're 100% right. If I remember right, they changed their like canning process or something. And it led to, like, the first couple of shipments and, like, the new canning or bottling thing to have, like, a weird slimy texture or something fucked up. Like, they fucked it up, and everyone was like, ugh, that's gone now. And then it never recovered. Like, the brand could never recover in the era of, like, honest media. They didn't just bombard everyone with ads until we forgot that they did something fucked up. Everyone was
weird.
Like, yeah, they're dead to me.
I really feel like a Midwest transplant now because I can think of like 3 of Emily's uncles that I could bring on the show to explain why Schlitz was great, but I can't think of anyone of my own blood who could possibly weigh in on that level.
I don't know if I can. Like, I'm actually not positive if I've had it.
I've never had Schlitz.
I don't.
But apparently, it was owned by PBR. For like a while, and then PBR is now, I guess it was still being made in some places, I don't know, but I guess they're gonna brew like a little 80 barrel thing in a Wisconsin brewery. They got like permission to do that there, and that's gonna be the last production for the foreseeable future.
Oh, rip.
I could earn some huge brownie points with some weird uncles I got.
Yeah.
It's the last case of Schlitz.
Hell yeah, dude. Now, I got you this. Now, watch my kids forever. They're so
fine. At least I've got 15 beers to get me through it. Like, all right. Yeah, I think, I don't know. On one hand, hilarious bag fumble. Like, it is crazy how easy that is to do. It's like when Howard Dean went, really loud, and everyone was like, he can't be president. That's disqualifying.
It's absolutely wild what used to get you, like, quote-unquote canceled. you know, yep. because now you can literally give, like, you know, the Nazi salute and everybody's like, eh, whatever.
So, I mean,
I think that that was that people talk about Harambe as mm-hmm. when the war
the
broke.
Horcrux of the world.
Yeah, that's right.
I think it was the Dean scream, because I think that he was going to start getting us moving left slowly but surely in a way that seemed reasonable. I was a big mm-hmm. Howard Dean guy right up until he became unelectable, and also I couldn't vote because I was.
Weren't you like 15? I was going to say, like, how old were
yeah,
you?
Yeah, no, but I was politically engaged. I was really into Howard Dean. I was livid.
I'm just saying, being a huge Dean guy at 15, there aren't a lot of legs on that. Like, it's just like.
I really do think
can vote.
I do think he had the, like, obviously he didn't have the media prowess, but yeah. I thought he had the, like, the ability to commiserate with a common man, but yeah. also make real progress. I still think he would have made a great president.
Yeah, he was governor. Not versed in Howard Dean's policy. I think he just the pitch that came out of him was weird. I think everyone that's a weird noise.
Yeah,
it's just strange. I think if he had done like a cooler scream, he would have been fine.
That's probably true. He was president. Excuse me. Oh. He was governor of Vermont, and I met him.
Really.
For real, in middle school, he came to middle school and they selected like a question that I had submitted to ask him. So I got to ask him some question.
And then you punched him in the nut and he went, yeah.
yep, exactly.
Yeah, that was weird. But like, I think it's crazy though. It's like Clinton basically, you know, he cheated on his wife, which is, you know, morally not good to do. You shouldn't do that. But everyone was like, that was bad. And they didn't even know about the cigar thing. I feel like that came out way later. They were like, this was bad before they heard about that. And they're like,
the cigar thing is so weird to me, and I'm having trouble getting...
It's never been a thing. With it. Has Hillary let him do that? Because like this, that's not a thing. That's a Bill Clinton-specific thing to want to do. And I don't know that anyone else in the history of the world
I feel like if you broach that subject with your wife, it's not because you're into it, it's because you know Bill was into it and you want to be like Bill.
There's got to be
Bill,
something
Bill,
here.
Bill,
if Bill Nye the Science Guy wants to do this, we should do it. Like, you know those are two different guys, right? Huh?
Man, I thought cigars tasted bad enough already.
Those are really rounded out. But that was bad. Everyone was like, that's real bad to do. And it's like, sure, I'll give you that. But no, it's a given that the president's cheating on his wife. We're all just True. Ignoring that he cheated on his wife so much that the scandal just, was about the fact that he cheated on his wife and then bribed the person with campaign funds. It was a given that he had been cheating. It was whether or not he used yes. campaign funds to bribe yes. her. She was like, that's he totally saying. Did. Here's
but
the
then also that was probably fine. Because he's going to get the Browns out. So that's
he's trying to fix our country, but the swamp is too deep. You know, he just needs a little more time. If we give him 6 or 7 more terms, by the time he's 145, I'm sure he'll have fixed this thing.
I think so much about by the time my kids are in high school reading.
Yeah, you should be saving up so they can move to Canada. I'm
just thinking of their like history lessons, like is it going to be like, oh, yeah. You lived through the worst possible fucking thing. Or is it going to be like, isn't it great that Nazis are great? We sure love Nazis.
Dude, it's going to be bad, but it can't be as bad as the Dust Bowl. Whatever happens, I don't think it's going to be. Have you read anything that took place? It's crazy. The Dust Bowl was
Get ready,
so
dog.
Bad.
It's coming.
The Dust Bowl was so bad that like every piece of media is the most depressing thing on planet Earth. And then also, in media for like 20 years after, the tropes of like hobos coming by and stealing pies out of windows is like, that's how bad it was. There were like roving bands of homeless people like robbing food from everyone and running off. And they were like, those bums stealing pies and jumping on the railroad.
You guys think this isn't going to happen again? Because I like that Sam thinks any history is going to be written instead of just cave paintings.
No, I'm just like, I'm going to have to pay Tyler in string cheese to teach my kids about history. Because there will be no one else around to do it.
He'll be blind for dramatic effect when he shares the history.
But I'll have an iPod.
Here's my iPod shuffle. Let me put on the iPod shuffle really quick to get this. The battery's almost dead, so I can't only do this speech so many times. But no, it's everything about the Dust Bowl, I was like, holy fuck. Like, holy fuck. Like, they're like, yeah, everybody built big shanty towns in Times Square and fucking Central Park. It was full of people. And it's like, what? And they're like, yeah, that's just the way it was. You're like, your guys lived in an insane time. Like, I don't think it'll be a more comfortable version of that. Like, we'll have Netflix still, but like, it'll still suck.
Hoovervilles are pretty crazy. Just like a bunch of. Just a broke-ass homeless veterans camping on the White House lawn, and then they're like, let's get the army to kick them all out. That seems reasonable.
Probably a good thing to do.
Crazy shit. What a time to be alive.
It's something.
Time to rate some beers.
That's right. What a time to rate these guys. Zach?
Yep. Well, I had Peachy Pipe Dream.
You don't have to. You're welcome to, but you don't have to.
Well, I don't know what the rules are from Four Hands Brewing Company out in St. Louis, Missouri.
This guy's never city slicked.
That guy has never city slicked. I'm like the ghost of that guy's mustache, that one actor's mustache. Fucking took me. it was good. I think it was like a nice, easy drinking beer, a little fruity. I don't know if I like that more or less than it being more fruity. It's not a guarantee that being more peachy would make it better, but to me, if you're gonna brand if you're gonna brand yourself with fruit, to be unquestionably fruity in that way, for better or worse. So I think Wheat Beer Peach, it was nice. If it had been a little peachier somehow, even just smell wise, like throughout the drinking process, if maybe it smelled a little peachier, that would have kind of carried it for me. I don't know. Not bad. I'm going to give it like a 5.3. Nothing bad has happened to me, but I will promise a week from now I won't be thinking about this beer whatsoever.
I hear you. I'm kind of on the other end. I had Hitachino Ness's Red Rice Ale. And I found this beer to be surprisingly complex. Oh, 7% ABV, by the way. But I found it to be surprisingly complex. It reminds me a little bit of Tomodachi, which is sake mixed with plum wine. I love Tomodachi. But that's kind of what I'm getting out of this.
Weeb, weeb, weeb.
Oh, no.
Got his ass.
A portal opens up underneath him, sends him to Japan, which he loves.
Yeah. I love this place.
I was in Japan one time, and it was a layover in the airport, and I was just hanging out on my laptop, and somebody came up to me and was like, can you tell me the value of a dong? And I was like, what the fuck? And I thought I was
what is a dong worth?
Was that a D's Nuts joke?
They whip it out, yeah. Yeah, they whip it out. Are you there?
We may have some connectivity issues in the funniest possible way.
I was like, he's so offended by us goofing. Are you back?
Yeah, you guys wouldn't listen to my story. No, it was I was extremely, extremely confused. I was very taken aback. But dong is like a Cambodian or Vietnamese currency or something. So somebody wanted to check the exchange rate like on my laptop. But you can't just go up to somebody and ask them what's a dong worth. That's crazy shit.
What is a dong worth? You a Sphinx? Is this your fucking
yeah.
The fuck is this?
That's amazing. Weird way to. Yeah, it was very odd. But I like this beer. I'm gonna give it a 7.4. I don't think I could drink a bunch of these. There's like too much going on. Like I couldn't party on this beer. But if I was gonna have like a, you know, if I was gonna sit down to read my Camus or whatever, maybe I'd have a Hitachino Nest Red Rice Ale with it. You know, Samuel.
Sorry, you said 7.4, right?
I did say that.
Great. So I'm going to give this a 5. This is Giant Jones Brewing Company.
Okay.
Barrel-aged quad collab with State Line Brewing Company. I just like a quad, and also I like beating Tyler at something, even though it doesn't really make sense. I don't care. I've defeated him, and that is
you just like your beer more than he likes his beer.
But only a tad more.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, so this is like it's boozy as shit, but I like a big barrel guy. This is a big barrel guy. It's really malty and kind of obvious in its booziness in a way that I am not usually into. But also sometimes if you have a barrel quad, you just have to assume that that is what is coming your way.
Yeah, we don't make barrel quints, so quad's kind of as much as it gets. But there might be money in some quints. Think about that.
Tyler, your thoughts?
I would name it Quincy Jones.
Ooh, great. He's very litigious. I feel like that Motown guy sued us.
Honestly, we should just do a bunch of shit to get ourselves sued, because then we can get famous about it.
Absolutely.
Like we can settle immediately, but first we'll get famous about it.
I'll get you a beer pitch, but you might need to make it the last thing we say in case you need to cut it out.
Okay. Well, Sam,
make a beer thing, y'all. I'll share.
It'll be the last thing. Sam, do you know what you're drinking next week?
Something out of a bottle, I'll tell you that much.
Incredible. Okay. I don't know why I still bother asking. All right. Well, Zach, thank you for being on. Samuel, thank you for being on. The listener, thank you for listening. And I guess if you want to commend Zach on his excellent cowboy, you can do it by emailing him at BrewsDayTuesdayPodcast@gmail.com, commenting on our links at BrewsTuesday.com, or blueskying us at BrewsDayTuesday. Now, Zach, what's the last thing you want to say?
Okay, it's a Rausch beer called the Kirk Splurt.
Okay.
All right. We get sued for sure. We definitely get sued. I
love 9/11.
That'd also be a good name for a beer. We get pressed for that too.
Oh boy. All right. Well, we'll see you next episode. Bye.
All right.
Bye. Not everybody. With a bang, but a whisper.
With a glurg and some transphobia. Here comes a beer. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problem. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine.